Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's an interview I did with the host of Wellness Talk Radio. Her name is Chris Costello, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from this lady. The title of this interview is called The Key to Creating Success, What Every Successful Person I've Ever Interviewed Has. It doesn't matter who I interview, whether it's a guru with a multi-million dollar practice or the average Joe in the trenches. There seems to be one simple reoccurring key that I'm hearing about when it comes to success. And in this audio, I'll discuss exactly what that is and the two main reasons why so many people have a hard time achieving it. Success doesn't always come easy. You have to want it, you have to fight for it, while also being prepared to fail and be laughed at. And in this quick interview, we analyze exactly what sets the successful person apart from the rest. You'll also hear how I started using the signature line, "Please let me know what I can do for you," in my emails that has affected my business and whether I've ever gotten any crazy responses. You'll hear some of the most interesting businesses I've come across in my many years of interviewing. You'll hear all about the importance of goal setting and whether or not I actually do it. You'll hear how to use self-publishing to make money, even if you think you're not qualified to be a publisher. You'll hear where I get 90% of all my customers and how I make money on my products. Anyone can be successful, and now is the perfect time. With cell phones, the internet, and digital products, there are plenty of opportunities out there. The hardest part is believing it can really happen to you.
We're really fortunate today to have business marketing expert Michael Senoff of HardToFindSeminars.com with us. For the past 5 years, he's been interviewing the world's best business minds in marketing and business and offering these interviews on his site for free. And Michael Senoff has interviewed such greats as J. Conrad Levinson from Guerrilla Marketing, John DeMartini, Art Hamill, to name a few. And he's also interviewed the budding entrepreneur and focuses on topics about creating success in business and in life. And Michael, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on Wellness Talk Radio.
Chris, thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me.
So Michael, you have spent hundreds of hours interviewing marketing geniuses and Joe entrepreneurs on how to create success in life and in business. And one thing I'm really curious about, is there a reoccurring theme in your interviews, you know, about what creates success?
Yeah, I think there is a reoccurring theme. I've interviewed all kinds of people, from people in the trenches to super successful people, and the one reoccurring theme, believe me, I'm a guy who, you know, main reason I'm interviewing these people is I want to know the secret. Everyone wants to know the secret to making money, to being wealthy, to being healthy and wise. What's the secret? What's the shortcut that's going to get me out of my job where I'm tired and I'm working and I'm frustrated and I'm negative? And what is that shortcut, that elusive secret everyone's trying to learn what it is? And you've probably heard this before. There really is no secret, but the one reoccurring theme I see over and over again is consistently taking action towards some kind of goal or something you want. And it doesn't have to be big action. It can be small baby steps towards your goal. This is the one secret to getting there. And it won't happen overnight, but that consistency, taking small steps towards a simple goal of whatever it is, whether it's being a millionaire or having a better relationship with your husband or your wife, that consistency, I believe, is the one reoccurring secret I see over and over again with all the people I interview.
So consistency and taking a step, so that's challenging for a lot of people. And why do you think that that's so hard for so many people to do that?
It is hard for a lot of people to do that. You know, I think there's a couple reasons. I think most people don't have enough reasons why they should. If you're going to set a goal or you're going to set a challenge for yourself, you've got to have a reason big enough to get you off the couch, to get you to turn the TV off, to stop watching the news, to stop listening to your friends. What reasons do your listeners have that's going to give them a reason to make that movement? So I think people don't have enough reasons why they should. Number two is, I think it's fear. You know, we're creatures of habit. We're comfortable with what we know. It's stressful sometimes trying something new. And if you can just break through that fear and just say, man, no matter what, I'm just going to go for it. Even though I may fail, I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to have some reasons why I should go for it, that it's going to make it worth my while to make an effort. You will make consistent progress towards your goals or whatever it is that you want. So if you can tackle the fear, stop listening to it and ignore it, and if you can get more reasons why, whether it's more money, whether it's a new car, whether it's a better relationship, whether it's stop seeing your boss's ugly face every morning, you get enough reasons why, and that will spur one to action.
It's kind of interesting, Michael, on a lot of your emails, the end of the email, you say, if there's anything I can do for you. And, you know, I saw that, I thought, man, I would love to see what people write back to him. Do you have stories where, you know, people just give you like a list, or how does that work?
Well, you know, I copied that from someone. I probably got an email from someone years ago that said, what can I do for you? How many times do you ever have someone, maybe someone you don't know or someone you just met, ask you that question? What is it I can do for you? What can I help you with? And I started putting that in the signature of my email, and I do get people who respond. And they say, you know, you asked me, is there anything I can do for you? And they will ask for advice on specific marketing topics. They may ask for different resources that they're trying to learn about. You know, it just opens up the door, and I'm trying to lower the barriers of maybe some of my readers who get my email. You know, I want them to ask me for help. So it's just open hand saying, look, if you need some help, let me see what I can help you with. So I think it's a powerful line in my email signature that's probably generated new contacts and new business relationships, new friends, and new customers as well.
And have you seen lives change from people kind of reaching out to get help from you and that kind of thing?
I probably get one form of a successful testimonial or praise for the website, hardtofindseminars.com, how it's changed their life or how they've been exposed to information that they were never exposed to even in 4 years of graduate school. And I save and collect all these testimonials. I have a folder on my computer called testimonials, and when I get those, I save them. And I just told my assistant the other day, we're going to update the testimonial book. I have a testimonial book on my website at hardtofindseminars.com where you can read over 250 stories from students of mine who have gained some benefit from all these free interviews up on my website.
And we're talking with Michael Senoff of hardtofindseminars.com. And if you want to find out what he can do for you, you can give him a call at 858-274-7851, or you can email him at michael@michaelsenoff.com. So, Michael, you also have a really interesting bio on your website about your early life. Your dad was a salesman?
Yeah, my dad was in what they call the schmata business. That's the clothing business. And he was a sales rep for several different clothing lines, and he had a big white Winnebago with a big orange stripe going down the side. It was kind of cool because myself and my brothers and sisters, we got to play in it all the time when it was at home. But he'd be away during the week, and he'd travel all through Florida, Georgia, Alabama, all through the South, and he would call on stores and boutiques and sell his clothing lines and whatever he was selling. But he was gone for probably most of the week during the week, and we were home with Mom, and it didn't look too fun to me, you know. And he even tells me, he goes, Mike, some days I'd go out on the road and I would never want to come back. He always did come back for the weekends, and he was there for us. But I just knew there's got to be a better way to generate an income so I can stay around the house and be home. And I was always looking for that. I'm always looking for a better way. So another thing I would tell your listeners is be open. Don't be so closed-minded. There are teenagers making millions of dollars a year on eBay, selling all kinds of different products. And it's not just eBay. There is so much opportunity out there. It's not even funny. And I guess that half the battle is getting people to believe that that's really possible, even for them. And that's what I've done over these last 5 years. I have hundreds of hours of absolute proof of average Joes who have been able to find a better way to earn and generate a wonderful income and to be able to be home with their families. And it's never been easier. With the internet today and the ability to distribute information online and the telephone and digital faxes, you literally do not have to leave your home. If you wanted to set your business up like that, you can work it right from home so easily because the technology and the infrastructure is there. So there's never been a better time than right now to build a business from home where you can be home, where it's most important. important, being home with your family and the ones you love.
And so I imagine with that many hours of interviews that, you know, you have a very high trafficked website and a lot of people come your way. What are some of the really interesting businesses that really even surprised you? Do any of those come to mind?
I get calls from all kinds of people, and I had a call from a gentleman just 2 weeks ago, and he wanted to publish a book, and he says he's a dumb Portuguese guy, and his whole family was in the fruit business. They were farmers. The last 30 years, meaning selling fruit on the side of the road, and he claims he made over $1 million selling fruit on the side of the road, and he wants to publish a book to show people how to make $1 million in 100 days selling fruit on the side of the road.
Wow, where did he do this?
He was in Central Valley, California.
Oh, man, let me get my cart. I'm going out.
What attracted me to that story was selling fruit on the side of the road at a fruit stand was just a metaphor for any kind of business. Your fruit can be anything that you sell, whether it's cinnamon toothpicks or high-priced consulting, or whether it's pool tables on eBay.
And so is this guy still selling fruit now, or has he moved on? He just wants to write a book? Or
Yeah, he wants to publish and do seminars on it.
Well, we've been talking with Michael Senoff of HardToFindSeminars.com. You're listening to Wellness Talk Radio. I'm Chris Costello. I want to remind everybody, on January 16th, we're doing a live webcast with Dr. Shoshana Bennett, and she is an expert in postpartum depression. She's been seen on the popular TV show The Doctors and written many books on the subject. Google Dr. Shosh Live. And we're also going to be talking today with Dr. Scott Saunders. Dr. Saunders is an integrative medical physician in Santa Barbara and a fantastic doctor. Find out how to get healthy and happy in the new year with Dr. Saunders. He's going to be on after we talk a little more with Michael Senoff. We're back with Michael Senoff on Wellness Talk Radio. I'm Chris Costello. So, Michael, do you have some more stories of interesting people, interesting businesses that you've heard about?
Yeah, absolutely. What I could do, why don't I give your listeners just a couple samples of some of the people I've interviewed, and really the one goal I would have, you know, we only have so much time here, but like I said, there are hundreds of hours of audio interviews at hardtofindseminars.com. Way too much to explain here, but some of the experts that I've interviewed, there's a gentleman named Paul McCord. Paul McCord is an expert in referral marketing, and they say this is the decade of word-of-mouth marketing because we're all inundated with advertising, and everyone listens to advice from their friends of maybe what the best restaurant is or the best movie. And this is a whole interview on specific tactics and steps that anyone can take to use referral marketing to sell more, to get more customers, to get more clients, do whatever they're doing. I've also got an interview with the previous human resource director of Walmart. This guy, his name is Michael Burdahl, and he worked directly with Sam Walton. And it's an interview about Walmart's success and their whole philosophy and how they were able to grow. I have interviews with mail order millionaires. For instance, one gentleman named Melvin Powers, who has sold millions of books over his lifetime using direct mail and space ads. I've got interviews with publicity experts like Margie Zabel Fisher. Interviews with information product developer experts like Marcia Yuckman. Interviews with how to sell at higher prices with an expert on the subject with Larry Steinmetz. I have an interview with a gentleman named Kevin Hogan, who is one of the foremost experts on body language and persuasion. He's even consulted with some presidents and governments of some countries. I've got interviews on every imaginable business topic when it comes to making money or generating a sideline income from home, whether it's using space ads or direct mail or doing audio interviews and positioning yourself as an expert. It's all there, and it's all waiting for anyone, whether they don't have two nickels to rub together. Everyone has access to the internet through a public library. Most people have cell phones today. And I make my interviews very accessible through the internet, where you can listen online or you can download the word-for-word transcripts. If you're not a listener or you don't know how to download an MP3, you can read and print out the word-for-word transcripts. I even have every single one of my interviews accessible through any telephone, where you dial a passcode and punch in a 3-digit code, and you can be listening to the entire audio interview right through your telephone. So there's no excuse for anyone that they don't have the technology or the ability to listen. It's all just waiting there for anyone who goes to hardtofindseminars.com.
And the other thing that we really like, too, was besides the super gurus of the business and success world, you also have just the average Joe guy and the guy that's struggling or gal that's struggling with their business and talking with you about, you know, what to do and how to solve the problems. And that's a really nice thing to see on there.
Yeah, they want to listen to people like them in the trenches, and they want to hear what's working for them. And that's why for years I interviewed the average guy, and I like talking to average people and finding out what's working for them. So every one of your listeners, Chris, has some kind of expertise that they know more about that others don't know about. If you're a good listener and you're willing to talk to people and be a good listener and listen, they'll tell you everything that you want to know. And that's kind of been the whole premise of this entire site. I just wanted to learn from people, and I'm a guy willing to listen. And everyone knows it's very hard to get someone to listen to you about what you're really passionate about. If you're passionate about a specific subject, there's probably very few people who are like you in your circle of friends or your family who really will take the time to listen. And I've been the type of guy who said, I'll listen to anyone because I know I can learn by listening from anyone. There's always something you can learn from somebody.
One thing we want to ask you about is the process of goal setting. You know, do you think that's a really important part of being successful in business or life?
I've never set these big goals and written them down. Listening and interviewing all these people, I've heard the pros and cons. I've heard that goal setting is proven to work and goal setting is proven not to work. But consistent, specific action towards the goal is really important. It's doing the daily stuff that will slowly get you there. You know, it can be as simple as grabbing a legal pad and writing down 10 things to do today that you've been putting off and just checking them off one at a time. And doing that consistently, and you'll be closer to what you want, depending on what that is.
So action sounds like almost more important even than setting the big goal.
Absolutely. You can set all the goals you want for your entire life, but if you never get off the couch or get off your butt and do anything, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
You have to take action. You have to let go of the fear, and you have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to be laughed at. Every fear you have, you got to be willing to accept it all to get through there. Because there is not one successful person I've interviewed or one successful person anyone knows or has heard about that has not been through the challenges and the pain and the heartaches and the setback. But that persistence and that belief and that consistent action will prevail most of the time.
And I can certainly testify to the action principle for my show. We've been in radio for years, and I said, you know, I think I'd like to see if Suzanne Summers, at the time she was writing a lot of health books, you know, if she'd like to host a show. So I emailed her. Didn't hear anything. Then 6 months later, I hear back, well, she doesn't have time to host, but she'd like to interview. And from then on, it's just been one interview after the other.
That's great. You probably were fearful that she's going to reject you and you're going to be rejected by Suzanne Summers. Hey, why does she want to interview little old me?
I thought it was very likely.
But you see, how many people are emailing Suzanne Summers for an interview? That's right.
Right.
Absolutely. You got to let go of that fear and just go for it. Don't be afraid. You know, the most successful people are the nicest people out there. That's how they got there, too.
We're talking with Michael Senoff of Hard to Find Seminars. So, Michael, one of the things that we've noticed, we've looked at the biographies of a lot of the people that you've interviewed, and, you know, a lot of them have some really challenging backgrounds. I know you interviewed John DeMartini, and at the age of 7, he was told that he would never read or write, that he had learning disabilities. He was homeless at, I think, around 14. Many, many people that go on to create just tremendous success in their lives start with some very difficult experiences growing up. How does that factor into their later success?
I think maybe those negative experiences created a lot of pain for them. It gave them more reasons to go for the success, to avoid that pain. People are always doing two things, a desire for gain, a desire for pleasure, or an avoidance for pain. And science has proven it, even in brain function imaging, that people will react stronger to avoid pain than they will for desire of pleasure. So sometimes when you hear these tremendous stories of overcoming adversity, I believe that one of the reasons why they were able to do that is because they had very strong reasons why they wanted to avoid any additional pain that they were experiencing.
And so you've done hundreds of hours of interviews, and if there's anything that you really would like to share with our listeners that you think might help them create better success in their business or their life, you know, we'd love to hear what that is.
Sure. Well, I've got interviews on all kinds of subjects. And, you know, what people need, they need some kind of plan, and they need an idea, and they need to do something that they're interested in. It's nice to do a business that's interesting to them, that's not boring, that is intellectually stimulating, and also that is highly profitable. And I've tried to focus my interview efforts on things that I'm interested in. I mean, I am primarily in the publishing business. I publish and develop information products. In my information product are basically compilations of the interviews I do. Chris, just like you, you've done hundreds of interviews, and you can take those interviews and you can compile them and you can categorize them and you can package them into information products. It can be a book. As a matter of fact, Suzanne Summers, I think her last two books on bioidentical hormones were basically a book of compiled interviews that she's done with experts on the subject of bioidentical hormones.
Right, and I did take that concept to a publisher, and they immediately rejected it.
Well, you got to forget the publishers, because the publishers aren't going to pay you anything. You're going to make so little with a publisher. If a publisher is selling a book for $20, you may make a royalty of maybe 70 cents, if you're lucky, because a very small percentage of any books that a publisher takes is ever going to be successful. That's why you need to learn to be your own publisher. And I have interviews with some of the most successful self-publishers in the world, like Ted Nicholas and Melvin Powers, who have combined sold millions of books, and they get to keep all the profit. They don't have to just take a little advance on a royalty. I just watched the movie with Meryl Streep, Julia and Julia, and it was about the story of Julia Child.
That's a great movie.
It was a great movie, and as I was watching it, she had worked years and years to develop what's now her famous book on French cuisine. And then she would approach publishers, and they had problems with the publishers. I don't know how well she did financially, but her goal was to get published. The advances that a couple of her publishers offered were a pittance. I mean, she worked years and years to develop this book, and they were going to give her $250 advance and then a very small royalty on whatever sales they were. You know, luckily she did get with a good publisher when she came back into the United States. But be your own publisher. I've got a great interview with a gentleman named Mike Simonic, who had this crazy idea of develop a book. It was a
science fiction cookbook.
Yes,
I loved that.
It was a science
that
fiction cookbook.
That was so funny.
Recipes, you know, cakes that beat and volcano cakes. And he just had this idea. He self-published it. He sells it himself. He's made $1 million. He keeps all the money. All he's got is his advertising and marketing and printing costs. So instead of making 70 cents on a book, he makes $17 on a book.
So you just print it up yourself, basically.
You print it up yourself.
Yeah.
Any one of your listeners can write or compile or obtain the rights to something, print it out, claim it as their own, and they are a self-publisher. It's as simple as that. They are no different than a big publisher in New York. These are just people who have compiled information. You put a headline on it, and you know there's more to it than that. I'm giving it very simplistic terms. Basically, what I'm saying is your listeners may be thinking to themselves, me, a publisher? I'm not qualified to be a publisher. How can I be a publisher? Look, you put together and compile some work, whether it's a collection of poems or interviews or short stories, and publish them and print it and bind it at Kinko's, and you are a publisher.
Now, isn't the distribution part of that tricky, though?
There's a lot to it. You know, distribution part is tricky, and that's the hard part. Marketing and selling is everything. Everything is an expense except for selling. You have to sell something. You have to generate income to finance the long hours at night and the paper and the printing. But the internet and the ability to do digital publishing will eliminate a lot of those costs. So I said primarily I'm a publisher. I have about 15 different products that are 100% digital. Now, I invest the time and effort in creating these products, but when I sell a product for $20 or $97 or $497 or $5,970 and it's all digital, the order comes in and I send an email to the link where they can go and download and listen to the product, and I am done. I have no printing costs. I don't have to mail anything. It's all digital. And my profit margins on those products after I have done all the creation and the promotion is literally 100%. Most companies, a grocery or convenience store, they're working to survive. They have to work on 3% margin. But when you have a book, a digital product, or an information product that you've created or you've got the rights to sell, you're making 100%. You keep all the money. And that's what's so beautiful about information publishing, information marketing, because you have no hard costs other than your time to create, develop your own product.
Yeah, and the store is open 24/7, even when you're out on the boat.
The store is open 24/7. My customers are all over the world: China, Australia, United Kingdom, U.S., Kuwait, Malaysia, all over the world. My customers are English-speaking customers, and you know, everything that I do is only in English. I mean, imagine if I started publishing in different languages.
And so how long did you have to work before you started seeing profits from your products that you were creating?
But when I first started doing interviews, I had an eBay business. I was buying and reselling hard-to-find seminars on eBay. So I would find all the people who would pay $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to go to a seminar. They would be all excited. They would come home and they would put the box of the stuff they got in the garage or on top of the shelf, and they would never take action, wouldn't do anything. Okay, well, what I used to do, I'd call you up. I'd say, Chris, hey, I know you went to that seminar not too long ago, and you know, I'm looking for a set of that material. Would you sell it to me? And you'd say, yeah, it's just been sitting here collecting dust for the last 10 years. I'll sell it to you. And so I'd pick it up from you maybe for $50. You maybe paid $10,000, and then I would resell it on eBay. So I did that for years, buying and selling hard-to-find seminar material on eBay. And then the market kind of got crowded, and I just established a website, hardtofindseminars.com, and started offering my used seminar material. But then something happened, and I started doing interviews because I wanted to get people to come back to the site so I could sell my stuff. I have that whole story outlined in multiple interviews on my website. There's a section of interviews where I've been interviewed by people, and I go over the whole story of how and why I did that, if any of your listeners want to really get into that, at hardtofindseminars.com.
And do you have any tricks for how you drove traffic in the beginning to your website?
There are some tricks, but really I wasn't a traffic guy. You know, my main concept was if you build it, they will come. I did interviews that really gave incredible value, and I would account for probably 90% of my business being word of mouth. People who were, when they go to the site, they can't believe the value that I'm giving away for free. They are forced to tell their friends and the people that they care about. And they say, hey, you've got to go see this site. This guy's got hundreds of hours of interviews with these experts. This stuff will blow you away. And it's that referral business. I'm in the top 1% of most visited websites in the entire world. And it's consistently stayed like that for at least the past 5 or 6 years. I've never dropped below 1%, and this is mainly due to word-of-mouth marketing, people sharing it with other people, kind of like a viral thing. I do make efforts in generating traffic and search engine optimization, but it's a pittance compared to what I'm getting from just having great content, easy to listen to, that offers incredible value for almost nothing.
So your content is drawing people, basically.
Content. Yep.
Well, Michael, we want to really thank you for spending the time with Wellness Talk Radio. Just a wealth of information, and I know people are just going to be running to your site to learn more.
Hey, I hope so. And anyone listening, I will help you out the best way I can. If I can't answer your question, I'm just going to refer you to an expert who can. And let me know what your problem is, your challenge, what you want to learn, and I will direct you to who I would go to if I wanted to learn that. And I really appreciate you giving me an opportunity to share my stuff with your listeners. I really thank you.
Well, thank you. And for our listeners out there, let Michael Senoff know what he can do for you. Give him a call at 858-274-7851. Or you can go to his website at hardtofindseminars.com.
That's the end of my interview with Chris Costello from Wellness Talk Radio. For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.